Shore.
Did you just say Pauly Shore? What the hell? I asked her if she was ready. She said, sure.
Pauly Shore.
Welcome back, everybody, to Everything is Temporary. I'm here with your girl, Lexis.
Gross.
Bexley, she's here. I'm here.
We're Rick and Leslie. Welcome back.
We're a little zooted. We were out watching the Lakers-Bucks game.
Yeah, well, how do you feel about that?
Man, I mean, I didn't expect the Lakers to win either way, even if LeBron James played. Yeah. But whatever. I don't care that much.
So why did you bet against?
Because I'll always
bet on them.
I like making bets with you. It's usually pretty even. Yeah. I feel like our bets are pretty even. Me and Lexi like to
it's usually Ian's. Have you noticed? Yeah, it's always
Ian's or a pop vinyl. Or a a collectible of a certain dollar or a date. Amount.
I don't know. Date. I don't even know if we keep track besides the pop vinyls.
Yeah. It's all fun.
Do you think we'll do more betting in Vegas on dumb shit?
Probably.
Prop bets. I like prop bets.
Like with each other or you mean like at the casino?
No, just in general, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. You can like bet on like what color the Gatorade is, or there's even bets like, honestly, there's like apps that you can use.
Yeah.
That like, you bet if the next play is going to be like a run or a pass. And you just like, people that just sit there like bet like 50 cents.
That's addiction.
Like 50 cents like a play.
That's like a game.
Yeah, it's like a game to them.
Ridiculous.
I mean, gambling's like a game.
I guess.
Most games, I mean, Hearthstone's kind of like gambling.
Any video game now, you can spend so much money.
Well, that's because a lot of these games are coming out free to play. Or you could be like Activision and release a $60 game with a $50 season pass.
I saved a lot
pass.
Of shit to talk about.
What do you got?
I don't even know what to do first. Let's just talk about Milwaukee for a moment.
Dude, there's a gunshot. Gunshot.
Yeah, so
UWM.
This shooting, did you read like what happened?
It was a cop that shot somebody.
They found a man sleeping in the arts building, not like a student or anything. Just found him. Shot him, and now he's in the hospital. So
there was
an altercation, and he had a weapon on him. They didn't say it was a gun. It was probably a knife. He was a homeless man just sleeping, and he got shot. So this sounds, like, worse than what it probably is. Like, I could see an altercation happen. Yeah, the officer is going to shoot to wound that person if they have a weapon.
Yeah,
like, that's what you're trained to do.
Especially if there's an altercation. I'm glad that, like, he's not dead,
no.
Right? Like, that's good. That's.
It just says he's in the hospital. I don't think he died.
I feel like people are really quick to judge whenever a cop
shoots. Yeah, for sure.
And, like, you need to understand that cops are going to shoot their guns. Like, the problem when they go for a fatal shot.
Right.
Over, like,
some
petty shit. Like, I can understand.
It just says he's wounded.
I can understand if, like, they open fire or attack the cop, but, like, if they were just getting, belligerent, like, that's a little different.
You don't know what happened. I bet they woke him up, and he got pissed off, and he had a weapon, so they wounded him. That's what you're trained to do.
What about, Milwaukee being an STD?
That's the other thing I'm gonna talk about. That's fucking disgusting. Milwaukee, you're gross.
Rant about it, dude.
So
let her rip.
I don't even know. Shut up, you're ugly.
What? Damn,
that's
dude.
Ugly.
Just roast me, dude. Damn, brother.
Don't ever do that voice again. I punch you.
That's the voice.
Among the worst of the cities for STDs in the whole nation.
You know what's bad though? Sorry for the yawn. This isn't the first time like I've read a story like that.
It's been like years too. So the fact that it's still like one of the worst cities.
It just sounds like it sounds like the same story like that you hear, but the numbers are always higher. Like, that's crazy.
It's gross.
What did it say? Like, I'm guessing somewhere in the top five of like.
So
wear protection, motherfuckers.
4,400 cases of gonorrhea in Milwaukee last year were the most in the whole nation. And that was last year.
Wrap it up, dude. Like, or just how about everyone? We just stop having sex. Unless you're, like, in a relationship.
Yeah, like, wear a fucking condom, dude.
If you're gonna bang... God damn. If you're gonna bang around, like, bang around safely.
Seriously.
If you're gonna do the old hang and bang with your, with your booty calls or your side chicks... I don't even know how
to... I don't know why that showed up, but that's fucking gross.
Like... I'll be honest, like, I'm not gonna say I was, like, the safest person when, like, you know, messing around, but, like, none of us really are, but, like, how many people are you fucking, dude, that, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, you can have unprotected sex and, like, not ever spread anything, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, just fucking, like...
They're saying it's, I guess it's become more of a concern now because it's reaching schools and it's getting younger.
Yeah.
And that's the fucked up part.
There is a story, I'm like paraphrasing, but it was like saying that like a 12-year-old girl like contracted like gonorrhea or something like at 12.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it said like that she was sexually active or not, but like 12, dude, sexually active at 12, or like at least exposing your genitals enough to like be swapping diseases, you know? Cause like, if I remember correctly...
I don't remember shit when I was 12.
A doctor told me that, like, two clean people can give each other an STD. But it's mostly due to bad hygiene. If that's the case. Like, you can get, like, syphilis. You can get one of the curables through, like, let's say... This is, like, a little graphic. But, like, for example, like, let's say me and you, like, do it every night. But we hadn't showered for a week straight as well.
You can get an STD from that.
Not like...
Is that what you're saying? Because that's what it sounds like you're saying.
Not maybe that short of a time frame, but I'm saying, like, you gotta be really dirty. And, like, never...
You don't just get...
Never clean, like, that area. Like, when you...
I don't
when
think
we,
that's how
When
you
we're done,
get it.
You go fucking pee, go, you know, wet wipe. I fucking, you know, you gotta clean it up.
You just air my whole routine out.
That's everyone's routine.
Everyone clean up after yourself.
Wipe up with a fucking t-shirt or whatever.
Clean... You're gross. You better not use my t-shirts.
I don't know.
What do you wipe it up with a t-shirt?
I'm saying, like, when you blow in a dude's bust, you gotta, like, grab the girl's...
Anyways.
You know?
76 people out of 127 tested positive for HIV, syphilis, or both. So wrap it up, children.
Syphilis is curable, which is all... That's good. But, like...
Still.
Get drug tested. Get tested. When you go to the doctor, dude, like... Have them fucking run a blood test on your fucking, like, everything. Just be like, check everything.
Test everything.
But the problem is
they're not telling. They're not sharing that they have it, or they don't know that they have it.
The problem is that, one, people are, like, scared. That's, like, nobody will ever find out. If you go to Planned Parenthood, say, hey, this is what I, like, know as well, that you could go to Planned Parenthood... And you can be like, I think I have syphilis.
Well, yeah.
Or gonorrhea.
Yeah.
And they'll test you, but they'll give you the medication either way.
Oh, really?
Like, because it's just an antibiotic.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
It's, honestly, it's basically penicillin, I think, is what they give you. Not, like, amoxicillin is for, like, common shit, and then, like, penicillin is for, like, the really bad viruses.
I'm glad you know so much.
You gotta educate yourself, like, about the gross shit. I went to go... Dude, the worst part for a dude, though...
They do the pee hole
thing.
Swab
up the pee hole,
dude.
That's
way worse. That's why guys, like, are probably the main ones to be...
What do they do for girls?
You just get it tested with this pap smear.
No, so they gotta get up in there anyway.
Yeah, but that's way worse.
Yeah, they fucking jab that... Whoop! Twist.
You have to ask for it. Because it's obviously a different testing, but, like... That's probably why most men don't get tested, too.
Well, aren't men the carriers of HPV, too? But
yeah.
It doesn't even affect them.
Yeah, that's what, fucked up.
Yeah, men carry around an STD that fucks up. It's gonna feck up your shit.
Yeah.
That fucks up, like, isn't it your reproductive system that HPV fucks up? And it gives you cervical, well...
It can lead to that. So, I know all about that. Honestly, I think I got HPV from when I had the IUD... because after that it fucked up some shit.
You saw that article, like, was there an ad about it, like, call this if you...
I never called it because I was 16 when I got it, and that was like, that recall was like years later. So I never called it, and like,
it usually has a, when there's those recall commercials, it usually says like, if you use this from like this year to this year.
I remember getting HPV vaccinations, and now there's all these articles about that being bad for you, and like, that's probably what like can give it to you. Like, I believe that shit too. Yeah. So who knows?
Dude, oh my god, this is...
Cervical cancer fucking sucks.
This is completely veering. I guess a little more positive, since we don't want to talk about cervical cancer and HPV the whole episode. But so, all right, I'm not the most educated in like the dairy aspect and the non-dairy aspect of like the views of like the vitamins. Is it good for you? Is it bad for you? So this lady comes through my line the other day, and she like had overheard the customer's conversation before her that we were talking about like almond milks and like shit like that. And she came up, like, spitting all this fucking, like, dairy information at me. Like, dairy farmer, like, we live in a dairy state, and, like, people are, like, not drinking dairy. And I'm like, she's like, dairy's good for you. It's, like, part of, like, the ascension. And I was like, listen, I wanted to be like, listen,
it's
here.
It's a personal choice.
Like, one, it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
And, like, two, who are you getting your information from? Because that sounds like some dairy industry fucking quotes. Like, the dairy industry. Of course the dairy industry is going to tell you that dairy milk is good for you.
People are going to argue that we're killing the dairy industry, too, because, like, Wisconsin is, you know, we're in the Midwest. We have all these local farmers. We're, like, killing the farming industry. But we're also killing it by manufacturing these, like, cows that are pumped with steroids and shit. You know, it's not like organic farming. We're not supporting the local organic farmers.
I would be completely fine. Like, why can't, like, everyone's like, oh, like, what are the farmers gonna do? Like, what if, let's say everyone was vegan. Let's just say there was no...
That'd be bad too.
How though? Like, all the farmers that raise cows and like chickens and shit, they just plant, they raise soybeans and fucking corn.
We
and
would,
like,
you know,
vegetables.
How many animals would fucking take over the world if we didn't kill them? That sounds bad, but like, it's kind of like population control, you know, you gotta have some balance.
Yeah, but there's a better way to go about it. If
it's not by us killing and or eating them, it's gonna be by the environment. And we can control the weather and the environment.
And again, I'm paraphrasing, but like, there was an article about like some area in the U.S. they put like wolves into like the forests as like populate, like let the food chain be the population control.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
But the reason that I feel like it's overpopulated is that, or there would be an overpopulation, is like not controlling the mating, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, but then I guess you're putting them in captivity.
Yeah.
There's, so you're on the...
So wolves are pretty high on the food chain when it comes to the wild, you know, like
they'll eat anything.
Yeah. So by you doing that to control other animal populations, what makes you think that they wouldn't mate and populate more, and they can kill humans?
Wolves.
So
just wolves.
Yeah. So that's the whole...
You're on the end of, like, you're vegan, so for everyone that didn't know, but you're also for, like, hunting.
I'm for hunting
food.
If it's...
Humane, I guess.
People are, like, I get it, it's not necessary. It's not necessary to kill animals at all, but if you're going to, whatever you put in your body, I think it's your responsibility to know what you're putting into your body, and if you're hunting your own food, I'm all for that, like, sustainability. Like, you are getting your own food. Same with, like, farmers. Like, that's, like, the same to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I've always been...
It's always going to be unnecessary because we have access to grocery stores and shit.
Yeah, I always defend deer hunting when people say that, like, deer hunting is pointless when it's not. Like, because people try and use, like, that wolf aspect, like, insert wolves into nature and it'll, like...
We are at the top of the fucking food chain.
But...
We need to control it.
But deer, like, hunting, like, whitetail deer, like, what we have here, is important because of, like, what you said, overpopulation. They don't...
Yeah.
And they're herbivores. That's the problem, is, like, the carnivores would just take over. Like, it would be... I feel like you said, like, if the wolves just started mating and they'd run out of food because they're probably eating, like, let's say, white-tailed deer when they're fawns, like, and they're not even old enough to reproduce.
Right.
You know? So, that's, honestly, that's probably one of my favorite things about you as far as, like, being a vegan is...
Yeah.
You're not, like, preachy about it. You're, like, vegan
and
more...
And I would never...
You're vegan more for dietary.
Like I said, I would never even kill an animal and eat it, but I'm, like, okay... with it.
What if we caught fish
for the right situation
and like
filleted? I would do that for like before any other animal for sure. If I was like,
why?
Stuck in the wild,
fish don't have feelings.
Just because like I haven't eaten any meat like besides fish since I don't even know.
You gotta be careful when you like fillet fish because they have so many little bones.
Yeah.
And shit.
My brother taught me a long time ago. I definitely don't remember it though. He used to like catch catfish in Missouri and like fry it up.
Yeah, say
that
like they
gross.
Say in Missouri. Missouri.
Going to Missouri.
Yeah. I'm over this fucking weather in Wisconsin though, dude.
Speaking of vegan, so veganism. How do you feel about vegan like pet food?
It's stupid. Dogs are, like, is it omnivore that means they
eat
both?
Yeah.
Dogs are omnivore, so, like, yeah, it's
but
okay.
But cats, like...
Hashtag vegan cat, dude. Check it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Everyone should watch. Isn't, like, vegan cat videos?
No,
like,
it's Joe Rogan's stand-up mentions it.
Yeah.
There's,
like, a feed about it. He was telling the truth.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. It's because it's a hashtag.
Yeah.
On Instagram, all you gotta do is click the hashtags, and it'll show you everything that's been hashtagged that.
Yeah.
And what?
Your stomach.
Some wings. But it's just like...
I bought you chicken
your
today.
Your dog. Animals, like... Animals can eat animals. Like, that
yeah,
should be a thing.
That's okay. Like, that's like, natural.
Like, humans eating animals, I feel like you could categorize in, like, the... We're the only species that drinks some other animal's, like, life juice. As someone referred to,
yeah.
like, cow's milk and goat's milk and, like, dick's milk. Like, whatever fucking milk people are drinking, like, you could categorize it like that. Like, animals can eat animals just like animals can drink their own milk. Like, humans don't need to consume animals. That's, like, the thing.
Yeah.
And anyone that says, like... Well, but then you lack B12.
It's all about your own body, too, though. I believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely. Like... Joe Rogan talked about, like, his buddy that does the carnivore diet
yeah.
for, like, 6 months out of the year. And then, like, only eats, like, steak
and
potatoes otherwise.
And he also knows,
otherwise.
Like, all these vegan bodybuilders and shit who are totally healthy and, like, fine.
There's a lot more athletes that are coming out
yeah.
as vegan, too.
You just gotta take your vitamins as a vegan. That's very important. I've realized that.
I just noticed our ceiling's fucking, like, bowed in over there. You see that shit?
Yeah, the whole thing is...
It's gonna cave in on
The reason
us.
Why I bring this up is because I saw an article about a vegan pet food company won an investment on Shark Tank.
Hmm.
A $550,000 investment with Mark Cuban, out of all people.
A vegan food? Vegan dog
yeah,
food?
Vegan pet food. And, like... They talk about all the sustainability, like, sustainable protein. Like, sustainable is just being balanced. Like, that's what that's about.
And
yeah, you are farming your own protein.
Sustainable just means that it can be regrown.
And,
like,
yeah.
That is not, like, I honestly don't even know how to, like, even interrupt you
yeah.
and talk too much about this topic. Like, I just... It's stupid to think that you can feed a dog that is an omnivore and that has eaten meat probably its entire evolution period.
Right.
To just, like, take meat out of its diet. Like, do you know why cats' tongues are rough?
No.
Because they have, like, little blades on their tongue. And when you, like, if you were to see, like, a lion's tongue or a tiger's tongue, it looks like knives.
Yeah.
When you bend their
yeah.
tongue out. And how domestic house cats obviously evolved from
right.
tigers and, like, big game cats. And it's because tigers and cats don't have any like molar like teeth to chew. They lick things and shred it, and then they just eat it. And that's why when you watch cats eat kibble, they struggle with it. That's why cat food's so fucking small, because it's so they don't have, like.
I don't know, man.
Think like nature's weird. Like I'm not the one that knows the balance, but like. It's not being completely vegan or
it's
being...
It's not feeding animals, like, shit that they naturally wouldn't eat.
Is that, like, a lot of ingredients in there?
I don't know. What dogs eat just eating chickpea shit, like, on the regular, you know? Like, that's not in their natural diet.
I would...
The whole definition of sustainability is the process of maintaining change in a balanced environment. And that doesn't sound balanced to me.
You know, I would see
it's a balanced diet that you're making for them.
I would try feeding Mercy vegan dog food for a month straight to see if she loses weight, because I don't need her to lose weight, so that clearly means she's not getting the nutrition she needs. I feel like she's eating the perfect amount of food and gets the perfect amount of exercise. She stayed this, remember, she got chubby last winter, and this winter she didn't get chubby because like she is going to daycare. I would bet you whatever you wanted to bet that if I fed Mercy vegan food for
she would drop
a lot of weight, and it would be like, remember when we first got her and you could kind of still feel her spine, and then she kind of like chubbed out, she donked out. I taught Lexi what a donk was, and I wasn't talking about butts.
Oh, whoops.
Talking about cars with big rims. But now she's going to refer to women with large butts as donked out.
That's always been donked out. I never said the phrase donked out before, but now it makes sense.
Like that Soulja Boy song, you know what I'm talking about? You got a donk, girl. You
was that
donk.
Soulja Boy? What the fuck?
Probably. Some trash.
I'm pretty stoked about Jordan Peele remaking Candyman, because that was one of my favorite like horror movies.
Did you see
as
what
a
he
kid.
Did you see what he tweeted?
No.
Because remember Us... Or not Us. What was his other one? Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
Got nominated for like a comedy.
Really?
Like, or like it was like on Netflix as under comedy. Maybe not nominated for award, but it was listed on some streaming service as
tweet?
A comedy. He tweeted and it just said, "Us is a horror movie." Like, don't fucking don't put it in any.
They fucked up.
Like, don't put it. They can put it in suspense. I feel like there's got like horror and suspense can be classified.
Except
as, like,
for 2020, he picked that up. I just saw that Candyman was being remade.
I showed it to
and
you.
He picked that shit up real quick.
I thought he was like the who they were shooting
like,
for
perfect.
The whole time. I've never seen Candyman.
What?
Yeah, I'll watch it with you.
You
but
should
never...
watch the original, because you're going to be like, damn, this is, like, right up his alley.
Can we watch it tonight?
Yeah,
see if
I'm
it's
done.
On Amazon. I'll watch that shit tonight. I'm kind of over playing some Apex, even though that...
You know that dude in Final Destination, the black dude that's always in the morgue or whatever? Is it a morgue? Whatever. He's, like, cremating the dead bodies.
I don't remember. Is it the first one?
Because I'm pretty sure he plays Candyman. He's in, like, the first two or three movies.
He looked like Debo from
him?
Friday.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what I always thought. That's who I thought it was, honestly. That's cool, though. I think Jordan Peele is definitely revolutionizing the horror genre.
Yeah.
And, like, bringing back, like, weird, like, plot twisty. He's like what everyone wanted M. Night Shyamalan movies to
basically.
Be. Like, M. Night Shyamalan makes good movies, but it's like, it's more suspense with a twist. And now, like, Jordan Peele's doing, like, suspense horror with, like, twists. And
the music in it's really
his
good.
His soundtracks are fucking dope. I
just
think
music,
Jordan Peele's hilarious. Like, he's
one
just,
talented ass.
He's
dude.
A creative mind.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, wants to... And I like that he doesn't just pump shit out other than, like, Key and Peele. Which, I don't even think Key and Peele's on anymore.
No.
But so, like, he's not just, like, pumping movies out just to, like, make movies. Like, Get Out came out, like, what, almost 5 years ago now? It's pretty old.
Yeah.
I want to say it came out, like, 2016, 2015?
No, it's not that old.
No, not that old. So, like, 3 years then, maybe.
So, we were together when it came out.
No, I thought we watched it late. I thought it had been out already. I honestly think it came out in, like, 2015, and we, like, dated at the end of 2015.
Maybe.
That's why our anniversary is kind of, like, our dating anniversary is weird. Because it was at the end of a year.
Oh, yeah, we have a real anniversary now.
Because we're married. Bill married.
Who was the flat earther on Joe Rogan?
Eddie Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I want to, like...
Do you see there's a flat earther documentary on Netflix?
No. Yeah. Like, people, like, believing in it.
Yeah.
I just saw this picture. It's a selfie taken on Mount Everest, and it defeats all the flat earthers, like, theories. Yes. So I want to, like, post it, like, on Joe Rogan's page and, like, tag him.
Send it to me. I'll tag Joe Rogan.
Yes.
I'll tag Joe Rogan on Twitter.
It's round, guys. The earth is round.
I'll tag our boy Joe Rogan on Twitter. Dude, you know what I have a bucket list. Not really, though. Just, like, things I come across that... I want to be on Joe Rogan's podcast someday.
Man. Even Tom Segura's. Tom Segura's. Whatever.
I feel like all you gotta
do... I'm so excited to see him.
All you gotta do... I gotta make a weird-ass video. Like, what Tom Segura finds on the internet. Like, the try-it-out guy. Hone me in out.
That's, like, a whole black hole on YouTube. He comes across these weird-ass videos and just make them... really popular.
I bet he types in things like dating videos or seeking women. Like,
we should look. We should do that sometime, please.
Yeah, sure, but I don't know. I don't. You can come across some really, really dark. You got to look on Reddit for that shit too. Like, there's some dark subreddits because there's no censorship really. Yeah. On Reddit is like their forms of censorship are based. By the subreddits, you know, Reddit itself doesn't really have much censorship. The censorship comes from the mods that run the subreddits. Like, there's a lot of subreddits about video games that they make separate subreddits for, like, video game memes about that game. Like, the Apex Legends subreddit became, like, pretty meme heavy. So someone started Apex Legends Outlands subreddit. So now that's where all the memes are supposed to be posted. And if you post a meme in the Apex Legends normal subreddit, you'll get, like, it'll just get deleted. So that's how they regulate shit. Like, they put shit where it's supposed to belong as far as, like, organization. It's not the best at it, though. There's
I don't really use Reddit.
I think Reddit, the only censorship is there's no, like, obviously no child porn. Right. And nothing rape. There's not even porn, honestly. I looked.
That's because they removed all the porn.
No, that was Tumblr. Like,
yeah, but they did it across multiple platforms.
Tumblr was just porn GIFs,
Tumblr
though.
Was, yeah, a lot of porn.
Do you say GIFs or GIFs?
I use both. Is that weird? Like, no, I still don't know.
I think it's GIF, but I say GIF.
Because sometimes it's with a G and sometimes it's with a J.
No, you're thinking JPGs. JPGs no. are... There's no...
You've never seen JIF.
No. I've seen TIFF files, which is a Word document.
Yeah.
I think. No, that's a picture document, too. But no, there's JPG and there's GIF. JPGs are pictures or JPEGs.
Did you just say... Oh, never mind. I'm drunk.
Getting zooted.
I had like 3 drinks.
You had a martini though before we left.
Well, it started at work. I had a gin and tonic, a White Claw, half a mimosa.
How'd you have half of a mimosa?
Because it was right when you were picking me up and I didn't finish the other half. And then a cider and a martini.
Fucking smashed.
At least I can list everything. Look, I found a phobia, or it's not a phobia, I guess. I found a word that describes my weird noise hate things. Like, I can't even
noise
explain
hate.
This. How I hate, like, human noises. Does that make sense? Okay, hold on.
Like mouth crunching?
Yeah.
Shit?
This is really weird because, like, I just read this today after I told you you're, like, chewing. Like, dude, my phone is listening to me, first off, because that was really weird. After I said, like, you're chewing with your mouth open, like, this fucking article pops up on Facebook. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, your phone's fucking listening to you. That's not.
I don't know how to pronounce this. It looks like misophonia. Misophonia is characterized by intense emotion like rage or fear in response to highly specific sounds, particularly ordinary sounds that other people make. The cause is unknown.
Can you send that to me, the article?
Yeah.
Because I want to tag one of my old coworkers in there because he always posts about like someone in the break room.
And like it's like I hear it 10 times louder or something. That's and I always thought it was just my anxiety. Like
it's probably tied in there somewhere.
For people with a rare condition known as misophonia, certain sounds like slurping, chewing, tapping, and clicking can elicit intense feelings of rage or panic. That's literally how I feel. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, because you're fucking weird. You need to go see a shrink.
Why? I just have Facebook articles to tell me what my problems are.
It's not good to tell you what your problems are and not give a solution, though. I'm not saying a shrink.
Yeah, there's like no solution, and they just like made a word for this. Hey, but there's no like cure or anything.
This is what happens when this happens.
You know, when I feel like that, I usually just like ignore it eventually, or like I smoke and I'm fine. I forget about it. So it's fine. You self-medicate.
You want to do some ads? Get some ads in here.
Ads. Do the first one. We only have first of two.
First of two, yeah. Everything is Temporary is brought to you or supported by, I guess we should say, supported by Say Word. Say Word is a streetwear apparel clothing company, I guess, by our friend Benny. He just got his website up and running. Say Word. Word is spelled WERD.CO, and you can check out all of his available products that are still available. You can look at past stuff that is no longer available to kind of see the trend of what he's been going with.
I never really saw that.
I think he still has stuff that isn't available.
It shows like all of his collections.
Or he has like the Essentials line too, which I think some stuff just gets put into the Say Word Essentials, like the white script beanie.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. He also has a resale section. He's been selling a lot of like vintage like comic book tees and like
lunch boxes, stuff
you could only find in like loot crates, like limited edition Funko tees and stuff like that. I just bought a really cool Wolverine and, who's on there?
Deadpool?
Wolverine and Deadpool. And that one's cool. He said he thinks it's from, like, 99.
It looks pretty old.
And the shirt's a pretty heavy stock, so, like, I can tell it's old.
Yeah.
Because they didn't, honestly, they didn't really start making thin shirts, thinner shirts, until, like, within the past, like, 20 years or so. Like, in the 90s, like... if it was, because like it's still like double stitch.
They're
on
like
the sleeve.
Stiff cotton.
Yeah, not even. No, it's not even stiff. It's like that cotton like wears out pretty good when you first get it.
Yeah, it's stiff.
But like
stiffy.
Don't say that. I went to elementary school with a kid. His last name was Stiff.
Stiffy.
No, Stiff.
Oh.
And we all we all got in trouble because we called him Stiffy. And his initial, I'll never forget his name. His name was Andrew Scott Stiff.
Oh my god.
So guess what his initials are.
That's so bad.
Ass. His initials were
so
ass.
We called him Ass Stiffy.
We called him Stiff Ass.
Jeez.
Like, dude, oh my god. Like, change your last name legally before you have children if your last name is fucking Stiff.
Alright, so... If you are hungry, damn, I wish I could order these now, but they don't come all the way out to Greenfield.
Oh, I didn't even finish my ad.
No, I'm talking about mine now.
Well, hey, hit up Say Word, say you mentioned, listen to the podcast, and tell them that you listen to the podcast, and
he'll give you some
discounts.
Some discounts.
He'll hook you up. Give you a good hookup.
Anyways, if you want some tamales delivered to you... Delivery for tamales, which is pretty rare. and you're on the east side or downtown area or maybe even Bayview, hit up Hot Tamale on Facebook. They're awesome. They will deliver right to your door. Their tamales are 3 for $5, which is fucking awesome. They have like pizza flavored tamales, dessert tamales, like Oreo flavored. They did a Girl Scout cookies tamale, which is fucking cool.
I feel like it's pretty cool that you can run like an entire business like that.
They do a lot of pop-ups.
Just through Facebook.
Yeah, they do a lot of pop-ups. They'll like come to different events and stuff.
Explain what pop-ups are
and
for people that
pop-ups are
done
just
one.
Like vending, I guess. That's kind of like a pop-up. Like, you have your own business, but you don't have, like, a business space. You just travel and do different events.
So sometimes it's, like, pop-ups are sometimes, like, we went to, like, a vegan dinner pop-up that was, mm-hmm. like, hosted at, like, a different building.
Right.
But, like, she makes... I'm pretty sure that person who runs that vegan pop-up does, like, special order stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, what her business normally yeah. does, or catering services.
I don't really know what the difference between pop-up and vending is. Usually a pop-up is just one person, though.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's limited yeah. to, like, one or two, whereas, like, you...
I vend,
you
yeah.
vend stuff, because you go to, like, big events where people are walking around, and...
But, yeah, message Hot Tamale, mention this podcast... You'll get a hookup, 15% off at least. And they're really good. They're addicting. I remember I ate like 10 at once at work. And it was amazing. Next time I like work late at work.
Do you have
work
a favorite?
At work. The jalapeno popper one was really good.
Is there cream cheese? Like vegan cream cheese in it?
There's some kind of cheese in it.
They're all
and, like,
vegan?
Jalapeno. They're all vegan, yeah. They're all vegan. And they're the best tamales I've ever had in my life.
Damn.
Hashtag vegan Mexican.
That's quite the quite the statement. Best.
And I've had a lot of tamales in my lifetime.
Would you say they're best tamales or best vegan tamales? Or both?
Definitely best vegan tamales. I can't really say best tamales anymore, I guess, because I haven't had
speaking
real
of like,
tamales.
So tamales... I was okay. I'm like definitely okay with like them being like dessert based because
mm-hmm.
obviously it's not like the
kinda
same.
Kind of like empanadas can go either way.
You
too.
You wanna know one thing that I had a dessert version of that sounded super weird? Is wings, like dessert
what?
Wings, Spitfires over by
what are they?
S'mores.
That's
they were
stupid.
Fucking.
Then just call them s'mores.
No, they were no. It was on wings. It was like...
It just had sticks?
It had... No. It was wings
oh.
with marshmallow and fucking chocolate
so it's
on it.
Still chicken.
Yes. And it was one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
Well, that's kind of like a chicken and waffles kind of... Like, I like savory and sweet together.
It was
I get
so
it.
Good. Like, they were like...
I get it now.
I was like, what's up with this? And they were like, I'll bring you... They brought me one, like, wing.
Yeah.
And I ate it. And I was like... Give me, like, four of them.
Like, it wasn't spicy at all, right?
No, it was just, like...
It was just
boiled
a sweet
chicken.
Chicken.
No, I'm just kidding.
Boiled chicken on a stick. Chicken on a wing.
I miss Palomino. I wish I... You know, I wish I would
have... You should go to Palomino.
I wish I knew about Palomino when I lived in Bayview.
Yeah.
Like, when I literally lived up the street.
You live by so many good places and you don't even know it.
I just never went that direction.
Like
I, where I lived on Russell and KK, like,
yeah.
I only went towards KK.
You
I never
eat
went...
so much better now. Aren't you glad you met me?
I still eat pretty shitty.
Yeah.
But
like yeah.
Oh my god, this is such a random episode.
Yep.
You know, let's wrap it up. We pumped out like two episodes.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you guys. We're gonna try and maybe do like
keep it consistent.
A little shorter. Maybe do some shorter episodes like twice a week.
Something.
We'll figure it out.
We got a lot to vent about in mom's basement. So,
oh, that's the name of the
keep listening.
The name, we're changing the name of the podcast
mom's
to Your Mom's Basement.
No,
just kidding.
Good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.